A Dozen Morning Translations. When I talk again about Voyager 1 out there beyond the heliosphere, what I really mean is that none of us recalls the birth canal. And when I show you this photo of my favorite painting made in Paris with palette knives in 1954, I'm giving you my boyhood's Village Springs. Every novelist's demilitarized zone wants a good coconut beach. The robins eating winter sumac mean the oceans are deeper than we think. So when I tell you the ladder's too short to clean out the eaves troughs, what I'm really saying is that the ladder's too damned short to clean out the stupid eaves troughs. What I'm really saying is that bankers still scavenge everybody's breadcrumbs. The baseball at the height of its arc in the outfield by the ears of corn is every lost October leaf pile. The bookmarks strewn across our desktops mean we've forgotten our grandmother's birthdays, and our once-read grad school textbooks will never be the last ship out of Saigon. Let's refocus our blue box cylinders. There are still, right here, green points in our gardens pushing up against 3 inches of April ice. The chorus in your favorite song is next year's coiled calendar. So, when I tell you again about Voyager 1, shutting down its systems, measuring interstellar gamma rays, what I really mean is that none of our kids can ever be shielded from even a single solar flare.